This is St. Louis Public Radio. Elderly nursing home residents are among the most likely to become seriously ill from the coronavirus. After the virus sickened dozens at a Seattle nursing home last month, the federal government told long-term care facilities across the country to block access to visitors and constantly screen residents and staff for symptoms. Despite preventative measures, multiple nursing home residents in the St. Louis area tested positive for COVID-19 last week. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chin reports on how understaffed nursing homes are struggling to protect residents from infection.
When St. Louis and Michael Allen heard about how the coronavirus had infected dozens of nursing home residents in Kirkland, Washington, the first person he worried about was his aunt. She lives at Frontier Health and Rehabilitation in St. Charles. Last week, the facility reported that three residents and one employee tested positive for COVID-19. Allen says it's been hard for his father to reach anyone at the facility.
I'm very worried because they're not testing everybody.
Nursing homes this month have been trying to follow directions from federal and state authorities to protect residents from the virus. But more than 150 nursing homes in the U.S. have residents who tested positive for COVID-19. That includes several in Missouri and Illinois. And many facilities don't have enough staff to keep residents healthy. Chan Hung is the program director at Voice, a group that advocates for long-term care residents in the St. Louis region. He says it's possible nursing home workers are exposing residents to the virus.
These workers, they have their own personal life. And then one worker could work in, you know, 3-5 different nursing homes.
Research shows that well-staffed nursing homes are better at preventing viral infections. But some facilities, like Frontier Health in St. Charles and Life Care Center in St. Louis, were understaffed before the pandemic. Now, nursing homes are losing contract workers who provide physical therapy and mental health services, and staff who help keep facilities clean. Bill Bates runs the Missouri chapter of Leading Age, a nonprofit that serves 55 nursing homes and senior living facilities in the state.
We're losing staff to their symptoms. We're losing staff to child care issues. And many staff have lots of leave, and they're kind of scared to go to work. And so they're using their leave.
Isolating residents to protect them from the virus will likely cause some to develop depression. Dr. John Morley is the former medical director of NHC Healthcare Maryland Heights. He says government agencies like the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention need to recognize the consequences of social distancing policies.
People in nursing homes can get very isolated very quickly, and there's no way that staff could even go into every room on a regular basis just for them to be able to phone their relatives. So you can't do what CDC wants and keep people healthy.
Chan Hung at Voice says his office gets about 40 calls a day, mainly from family members who worry their relatives aren't taken care of.
You know, we were already not satisfied with the care in the nursing home. Now, you don't let us visit at all. How do we know if they feed mom? How do we know if they change mom's diapers?
A lot of families are using Skype, FaceTime, and other technologies to keep in touch with residents. Cheryl Kinney of the Alzheimer's Association says these methods help some residents, but she says others, like her own father, who is in the early stages of Alzheimer's disease, don't understand.
I'm getting calls regularly from my dad, who is really not understanding, you know, why is all this going on, and why can't you come see me, and why can't I get a haircut, and, you know, it's hard for everybody because we weren't prepared for this.
Kinney says it's important for families to understand that restrictions at nursing homes help keep their relatives safe. But the longer the pandemic goes on, the harder it will be for them to stay apart. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.